Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to our commemoration of Armed Forces Day with the Dorset Council Armed Forces flag raising, which is a commemoration held every year here on our square of remembrance and commemoration. Could I ask everyone who is able, please, if you would stand for the flag raising?
After the last post, there was a minute's silence, followed by Reveille.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please be seated. It's now my pleasure to introduce the speakers for this morning. And the first speaker is the Chair of Dorset Council, Councillor Stella Jones, MBE.
All right. Stand at eight.
Good morning, and a very warm welcome to this year's Armed Forces Day ceremony here at County Hall. Today, we come together to honour and celebrate the remarkable men and women who serve in our armed forces. The ceremony marks the beginning of Armed Forces Week, a time dedicated to recognising the dedication, bravery and sacrifice of our servicemen and women. Our armed forces remain fundamental to our nation's security. They protect our way of life, support communities at home and abroad, and respond with professionalism and humanity in times of crisis. Whether providing humanitarian aid, supporting civil authorities, or safeguarding our borders, their commitment ensures our safety and freedom. We are especially honoured to be joined today by representatives from the Royal Navy, Royal Marines, British Army, Royal Air Force and Reserves. Your presence here reflects the strength and professionalism and unity of the armed forces. As we raise the armed forces flag, we pause to remember all those who have served and those who continue to serve. Their courage, resilience, and sense of duty are an inspiration to all of us, and their contribution to our country is immeasurable. We also take this opportunity to recognise the families of our service personnel. Their support, sacrifice and resilience are vital, and we thank them sincerely for the role they play behind the scenes. Dorset has a proud and enduring connection with the armed forces. All former councils across the county pledge their support through the Armed Forces Community Covenant, and I'm proud to say that Dorset Council continues to uphold that commitment today. The Covenant reinforces our shared responsibility to ensure that those who serve or have served and their families are treated with fairness and respect. Across Dorset, our communities are closely linked with the armed forces. Service personnel contribute not only to our security, but also to the social and economic life of our towns and villages, both during their service and long after they have settled here. As a council, we are committed to serving all residents, whether civilian or military, and to fostering strong, supportive relationships between our communities and the armed forces. Today, and through our Armed Forces Week, let us show our appreciation and gratitude for the dedication and service of our Armed Forces community. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you, Chair. Our next speaker is His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant, Mr. Michael Dooley, LVO.
Chairman Stella Jones, Mayor Les Fry, High Sheriff Helena Conabia, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Before I begin, can I first offer my sincere thanks to all those who've worked hard in organising and supporting today's event. Events like this do not happen by chance, and I'm grateful for all you do to support our armed services and community. It's a great privilege, as His Majesty Lord Lieutenant of Dorset, to join everybody today during Armed Forces Week, a week where communities across the United Kingdom come together to recognise and celebrate the extraordinary contribution made by the armed forces community. And today, we honour those currently serving: Royal Navy, Army, Air Force, together with our veterans, service families, cadets and reservists. But we mustn't forget that also behind every person in uniform stands a network of support, encouragement, as well as sacrifice that is often unseen and never appreciated. And I'd personally like to give a big thank you to them. Dorset has a proud military heritage and a strong connection with the armed forces, from our military bases and training establishments to the many veterans who have chosen to make Dorset their home. The armed forces community forms an important part of the life as well as the character of the county. And Armed Forces Week gives us the opportunity not only to celebrate service, but also to reflect upon the values that service represents: duty, courage, commitment, respect, and selflessness. And these are the qualities that strengthen our communities, as well as inspire future generations. As Lord Lieutenant, I have the privilege of meeting several personnel, veterans, cadets, military families across Dorset. And I'm always, every time, struck by their professionalism, their resilience, but also their quiet determination. You don't seek recognition, yet you deserve our deepest, deepest gratitude. As we gather here today, let us reflect upon the freedoms we enjoy and remember that they've only been secured and protected through courage, commitment, and the sacrifice of generations of servicemen and women. So on behalf of His Majesty the King and the people of Dorset, I offer our heartfelt thanks to all who serve have served, and those who support those who serve. Your dedication inspires us all and reminds us of the very, very best of public service. So thank you, thank you. And I wish you have a very happy and thoughtful, successful Armed Forces Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the Royal Navy, Lieutenant Commander Tim Dunning.
Lord Lieutenant, Sir, Madam Chair, Ma'am, distinguished guests, Sirs, Ma'ams, ladies and gentlemen, for the gentlemen that served ahead of us and for our future reliefs, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak this morning. We've come together to, as a nation, to recognise those who serve our country, our regulars, our reservists and our cadets, but most importantly, the families and friends who support and make this service possible. This year is more than simply about saying thank you. It's about understanding why defence matters to all of us. What the armed forces do truly matters. Every day, often unseen and unheard, our armed forces are deployed across the globe, here and at home. From our continuous at sea deterrent in the high north, to our Type 45 destroyers in the Middle East, and to our carrier air wing in the Atlantic. They deter those who threaten us, protect the flow of trade that sustains our nation, and maintain the stability which our prosperity depends upon. As an island nation, our economy depends on the sea. Our food, energy, and data and prosperity are all intrinsically tied to maritime trade. That trade supports more than 950,000 jobs in the United Kingdom and contributes considerably to our national economy. It is protected by the men and women in uniform who ensure the sea remains open and safe. I'm a resident of Bournemouth and a servant of Dorset, and I'm proud to be here at Dorchester at the start of this important week. We see every day how the armed forces is part of a community, reservists balancing the civilian careers with service, cadets developing confidence and ambition, and families supporting loved ones in uniform. Local businesses and organisations playing their vital role in keeping us ready for what comes next. Serving your country is a profound commitment, but it begins by serving your county and your community. It's about contributing to the place that you live, strengthening that resilience, and building pride in the place that you call home. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the British Army, Colonel James Lane, MBE.
Lord Lieutenant, Madam Chair, High Sheriff, ladies and gentlemen. When we consider the relationship between the British Army and the County of Dorset, we're not simply looking at geography, we are looking at a deep and enduring partnership built on history, community, and a shared purpose. Dorset has long been a cornerstone of the Army's presence in the South West. Nowhere is that more evident than at Bovington, which has served as a training camp since 1916, where the first tanks were tested, and it remains the spiritual home of the Army's armed forces. For over a century, soldiers have come to Dorset not just to train, but to develop the skills, discipline, and resilience required for operations around an ever more challenging world. But Dorset offers more than just training space. The landscape itself plays a vital role. From the open areas of Bovington, used extensively for armoured vehicle training, to Lulworth Ranges, where we fire a wide range of armoured vehicles and fly our latest uncrewed aerial systems, and the wider Southwest training estate, the county provides a unique environment where capability is built and refined. It is an environment that challenges, tests, and ultimately prepares our people for the realities of modern warfare. Yet the relationship is not solely about military utility. It's about the people. Dorset is home to thousands of service personnel, reservists, cadets, and our families. Thriving organisations like the Dorset Army Cadet Force demonstrate how the Army remains embedded within the community, developing young people, instilling values, and strengthening the connection between defence and society. Equally important is the partnership with local institutions. At Bovington, for example, there are strong and practical links with Dorset Police, the Fire and Rescue Service, as well as the local schools. We work together to maintain understanding, security, and respond to incidents effectively to mutual benefit. This cooperation reflects a broader truth. The Army in Dorset is not separate from the community, it is part of it. There is a cultural and historic dimension. Dorset is home to landmarks such as the Tank Museum and is notable for the legacy of figures such as Lawrence of Arabia, which reinforce the county's place within the story of the British Army. These connections help tell the Army's story, not just to ourselves, but to the nation that we serve. It means Dorset is more than a location. It is a hub of military capability, a partner in community engagement and custodian of military heritage. The relationship runs both ways. The Army benefits from Dorset's terrain, infrastructure and its support. And in return, I hope, the Army contributes to the local economy, the community and the development of its people. In short, Dorset is not where the Army trains, it is where the Army is and will be for years to come. Thank you.
For the Royal Air Force, Squadron Leader Claire Jennings.
Lord Lieutenant, Madam Chair, honoured guests, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for inviting me here today. I'm actually the B team. Wing Commander Pez Coles would ordinarily be here. He's the RAF Regional Liaison Officer for the South West, which includes a lot of work with Dorset. And he's very sad not to be here today, but he's been called elsewhere at quite short notice. So he does send his apologies. We are slightly less visible in Dorset, although we are here. We tend to stay a little bit under the radar or up in the sky, if you like. We are constantly protecting the skies above us with our quick reaction forces. And you will have noted in the news more recently that we have been a little bit more visible off of the Dorset coast in support of our sister services with the P-8 and my particular favourite aircraft, the Chinook. Which has been quite operational. It's always worth keeping an eye on the news. You never know what's going to come up in the future that involves the Royal Air Force, and we're extremely proud to be operating both on our own and in support of our sister services. So I often get asked, what is a RAF squadron leader doing in Dorset? I took a bit of a career break in 2023, and I actually came to work for Dorset Council in community resilience. And I used to visit a lot of communities across Dorset and help them to try and be more resilient against the forces that can operate in Dorset, the strong winds, the high seas, the bad weather. And it was a privilege to be able to operate across Dorset communities. And I like to keep some of those links as I've returned to the military, just to ensure that people maintain their resilience as they live their lives. I currently work at the Defence School of Communications and Information Systems at Blandford Garrison. And again, I get asked, what is the Royal Air Force doing at Blandford Garrison? There are actually seven of us there. And we run certain elements of the training because we train both RAF and Royal Signals personnel. Delighted to have some of our Blandford Garrison representatives here today. It's a privilege, whilst I'm not entirely understood, it is a privilege to work at Blandford Garrison. And you may not be aware that as you go up the command chain, Blandford Garrison is actually commanded at two-star level and above by the Royal Air Force. So we are quite key in being representatives at the garrison. I'd like to finish just by saying thank you. Thank you to the people of Dorset. Thank you to Dorset Council for their support, for their friendship, and for their ongoing love for the military. It's events like this that really bring home to us how valued we are within the communities and within Dorset. So thank you very much to you all and to the people of Dorset.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I ask again, those who are able, would you please stand for the giving of three cheers and also for the national anthem, which will follow directly after. Thank you very much. GSM?
Can we give three cheers for the armed forces? Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I ask the Chair of Council to wind down our proceedings this morning and to end our commemoration with some words of her own. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we conclude, I would like to invite you all to take a moment to view the National Service Commemorative Plaque installed next to the memorial. This meaningful edition is a project of the National Service Veterans Alliance. The plaque was unveiled at a service held on the 30th of March this year, supported by the Royal British Legion and Dorset Council, to commemorate the men of Dorset who served our country in the armed forces under the National Service Act of May 1947. Together, our shared aim is to create a lasting tribute that honours those who served and recognises the legacy they leave behind, one defined by a profound sense of duty, resilience and community spirit that characterises the National Service generation. Thank you all for coming today, and do please join us for refreshments outside the County Hall. Thank you very much.